This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
All right, so for all you
so
fans...
So do you want me to play it then?
Did you find it?
Yes.
we were trying to play some music for Ethan here, and it was in the wrong...
No,
file.
I was in the wrong
oh,
place.
Oh, Carl
it's
was
my
in the
fault.
Wrong file.
I'll take the
Thank
hit
you
for this.
Taking the hit.
It's my fault, so I will take it. Okay, so Ethan.
Yeah, go ahead.
Pretend.
We'll
pretend
start
we,
over.
Pretend we played another commercial.
All right.
Yes.
Which we didn't.
Thing. What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Ooh, live radio.
Yeah.
HBO's The Last of Us is going to return for season two. We all knew that, but they finally dropped the date. You're going to be able to start watching on Sunday, April 13th, 8 p.m. Central. It's going to be picking up 5 years after season one. Joel and Ellie are living in Jackson, Wyoming. But their past is going to catch up with them, leading to new dangers and conflicts. This season, we'll also be introducing Abby, who is a big player in the... If you've seen the game or played the game,
if
you'll know who Abby is.
If you see, yeah. If you played the game...
Played the game?
What it's a video game.
Oh.
And they're following... If they're following this game, I don't want to say.
So, for people that haven't seen it, the theory is here, this illness... Basically,
spores.
Like a Walking Dead kind of thing is going on, and they believe that this young girl has a natural immunity to it that is the secret to defeating it.
Right.
Yes.
And they were trying to take her somewhere to let her be tested, and this guy basically helped her escape, and they went west. Right.
Season one,
yes,
which is the first half of the game.
Yeah.
They were going to do experiments on her and dissect her and find out what was wrong with her.
Well, that's awesome.
And he saved her.
They're trying to find the cure.
Yeah. They're trying to find a cure, so like they were going to do...
Dissecting her.
And so, I'm not sure this entices me, but I do really like the theme song.
Pedro Pascal, right?
Yes. It's a really good show.
Yeah.
A little horror theme to it, but
is it graphic?
Like kind of like Walking
yes,
Dead.
Yes,
it's graphic.
Like Walking Dead kind of graphic.
I never got into that.
Well, they're killing...
They're zombies.
Yes.
Yeah.
But there, so you like the action.
I did like the action in it. Please explain something to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know COVID interrupted a few things, and there was a strike at one point. But why the hell is it taking so long between seasons of shows these days?
Like, there was a writer's
strike. We watched The Old Man, and then we're watching finally season two dropped, and now we're all confused because it's been so long since we watched the first one.
Oh, yeah.
And the same thing with Yellowstone, and the same thing with 1923, and now The Last of Us. There are years in between two shows.
Writer's strike, actor's strike.
Oh. I think it's more than that. I think that they're just trying to drive viewership or something. Because you've been, because you're building up expectations for it.
Well, plus, Stranger Things.
They're all 25 years old.
Yes. How was the second season of Old Man? Old Man, the first one was great.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good one. But again, my wife and Michelle and I, who are watching it, we were a little confused about a couple of the characters. It's almost like we almost wanted to go back and watch the last couple of episodes of the last season. Before watching it, I would almost recommend that because we were confused by a few things.
Well, you might actually be an old man when the next season comes out.
Could be. Could happen.
If you're curious, Cynthia Erivo, the award-winning star of Wicked, has been chosen to host the Tonys. This season's Tony Awards are going to take place on June 8th at the familiar home of Radio City Music Hall, and you will be able to stream them live on Paramount Plus or see them on CBS.
Is that the actress who... Okay, she's one of the main actresses, right? Because now I just saw that she's set to become the first, this is the headline, Wicked actress set to become first queer black woman to play Jesus Christ at the Hollywood Bowl.
That is correct.
So, but Jesus Christ
Superstar?
Those
words don't make any sense.
Yeah, I think it's Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh.
She will be playing Jesus.
Okay.
She has the vocal range for it.
For Jesus?
But, yes.
Oh, no, I did hear that Jesus... was a phenomenal singer. The Sermon on the Mount, he sang that,
yes.
Actually. Yeah. He sang all the time with his disciples.
And he wasn't Middle Eastern. And
that's funny. Yeah, that's true.
It looks like a Banksy painting called Crude Oil. I apologize for butchering this name. Vettoriano is set to be auctioned off by its Sotheby's in London next month with an estimated value up to $6.3 million. The piece is owned right now by Mark Hoppus of Blink-182, and it features an environmental message and critiques big business role. It's based on Jack Vettoriano's The Singing Butler, and it just has a satirical twist on it. They added a sinking oil liner and figures carrying toxic waste behind it.
And why is it worth so much money?
Because it's Banksy's. It's a Banksy.
Oh, for goodness sake. All right.
And no one knows who Banksy is.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Nice.
Fun fact.
Probably Hunter Biden.
I have The Singing Butler hanging up in my house right now.
Do you?
Yeah, just a print. It's my wife's favorite picture. Small businesses are struggling to fill positions despite steady economic growth. The National Federation of Independent Businesses' latest survey shows a drop in small business optimism, largely due to hiring challenges. In January, 35% of small businesses had unfulfilled job openings, with 52% actively hiring. Skilled worker shortages remain a key issue, with 90% of business owners reporting a lack of qualified applicants.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Tons of
lack of motivated applicants, I would think, right?
What I see an issue with is that a lot of these problems can't be fixed unless you have a heart change. You can incentivize people financially, do all of these things, and that might help a select few get off their butts and out of their parents' basement with their hand in the Cheeto bag and actually go find a job and work hard.
Right.
But the majority of people, what it's going to take is a true heart change. And that would be a lot more difficult.
Swift kick in the rear end by their parents. One of the two, right?
Yeah. And if you're a small business hiring, call Kim because her niece and nephew apparently are out there busting
their butts.
Yeah,
they are shoveling experts.
That's right.
Only $10, guys. It's a steal.
Do they come to the city?
I'll ask, yeah. They're 9, so they might need my sister to drive them.
A study from the Journal of Clinical and Aesthetic Dermatology reveals that many video call users focus on their own image, influencing self-perception and driving demand for cosmetic procedures. Among the 545 surveyed U.S. adults, 67 admitted to watching themselves more than the speaker, with 68% frequently using appearance-enhancing filters.
Of course you do.
Can we get that on the Facebook page, appearance-enhancing filters?
I saw that thing.
Wrinkle eraser on here.
No, you saw that thing. It said, touch up my appearance.
It did say that on the camera over here. You can
really
see that.
Yeah.
Kim's like, why didn't you tell me that?
I mean, I'm the one who doesn't even care about having the lights on my face because I'd rather it be cozy than it be well lit.
And you're the only one in here who doesn't need an image enhancer.
I was like, Kim
enhancer.
Doesn't need it at all.
I put makeup on. I brush my hair, but I'm not saying I don't look frumpy.
You got the
days.
Librarian glasses on today.
Yeah, my contacts were like burning my eyes yesterday. I need to replace them.
Get more at 971talk.com.